Calvinism argues that the morality of an action should be judged according to its consequences. A virtuous action achieves the greatest good for the greatest number of people. Utilitarian ideas were very popular at the time when Rawls was writing A Theory of Justice, but Rawls opposed them. He argues that utilitarianism ignores the well-being of the individual, considering only an action's benefit to the majority. This, says Rawls, opens the door to abuse and suffering. To replace utilitarianism, Rawls revives the tradition of the social contract, a key idea in the liberal political tradition. With its emphasis on the importance of individual liberty, this is the idea that society is based on an implicit contract between the state and each citizen of that state. The agreement is that the individual will give up some of their natural freedoms, essentially the freedom to do whatever they like, whenever they like, while in exchange, the state will create a society that protects the individual. Rawls's picture of society is a group composed of free and rational individuals with a sense of justice. This is an underlying assumption of his work. He argues that the members of this society define